Can we still muster the strength and say, God, you are still good. You still reign on your sovereign throne and you are still worthy to be praised. Because it's when we get squeezed, we find out what we're truly made of. And it's unfortunate, but the one thing that we all have in common is the fact that we all will hurt. We understand pain. And during those difficult seasons in our lives, we have held on to the simple truth that everything somehow works for the glory of God in Christ. Everything. I believe that God's greatest desire above everything else is for Him to be glorified. And if that's true, then the rules change. It's not about us. Can you believe that? But it's about a big God who will get His glory at any cost. So is it possible that God could allow things to happen in our lives so that He could swoop in and save the day? I think so. Is it possible He could allow things to happen in our lives so that God could receive a greater glory and we somehow draw closer to Him? Yes. Because it's not about us. It's about a big God who will get His glory at any cost. And the reason that is important to remember is that whatever you go through in life, it doesn't seem to make sense. Never forget that it has purpose. It has reason. You weren't randomly picked in a phone book and made fun of or picked on. God didn't turn His back on you. He never pushed you to the side. But instead, He whispers in your ear, wait and see how this pans out. It is not a stroke of bad luck. But God is orchestrating something so big in your life that long after you're gone, your life will scream the cross for generations to come. Because it's not about us. And the people that seem to get this the most are the ones that are facing that difficult time at the moment. When it feels good and everything's right, we tend to squeeze our grip a little tighter. But when the chemo sets in and the hair falls out, they may be angry. But they seem to know that God is truly in control because it's all they have. All that we can possess in this world, I promise you, will fade away. Our bodies will fade away. But the hope of Christ is eternal. Anything less will not fix you. So if it's all about Him, then Father, do whatever you must to bring glory to yourself. Use me in a way that is so much bigger than what I can dream. Even through the suffering. And let a little girl like Grace change the world. Allow however long she has on this earth to point to the cross, to bring focus to you, Father. No matter what any of us are going through, my prayer is that our prayer can be, God, we may not get this, but if this is where we're supposed to be so that our lives can glorify Your name, if this is where You want us so that our life can advance Your kingdom and Your agenda, if we're supposed to stay in the valley just a little bit longer so that You can become the center of attention in our lives, then Jesus, bring the rain. Thank you.
Never ever seen in a home.